despairing from one's own forces.
We have been learning this for a few days already, and I look at the number of people who come, and it doesn't grow. When I talked with Rabash, that sometimes I can't do it, I hardly get up, I hardly come here, I hardly sit down, I can't do it. When will it end? Yes, no, my nerves or my slumberness. He said, you can bring a pillow here. There's no problem with that. Sleep here. But then you know that you are here and you are sleeping, and in such a way you are present in the lesson. That's it. There's no problem with it. If a person falls asleep, well, sometimes I want to awaken him if we need him for the lesson or something, but in general, I don't care if he's asleep or not. That is his degree of participation. Nevertheless, he carried himself here. The reward for his walking is in his hand, and that's how it is. He's not capable of doing more. Who knows what he had the evening before? Maybe yesterday he was in some act of dissemination until midnight, because I believe there were maybe 10 or 20 max every, you know, until 10 or you know, max every such evening. So how much can you sleep? People, you know, don't come in the evening or in the morning. So we need to see that this is life, and this is how it has to unravel. And after a person despairs, and yet he continues, the Creator counts the despairs, that following them, we nevertheless continue. It's like a flirt. He doesn't pull us, but rather, how will you behave if I don't pull you, attract you, but even reject you a little bit, that we nevertheless continue as much as possible? For this comes the answer. In a kli that is despaired of its own forces, then it is ready, it gives itself to bestow, to influence from above. But this is by making an action as much as we decided we have to do it in the evening. And all the more so coming to the morning lesson. Otherwise, we won't reach despair. Despair must be there because this is the kli for the revelation of the Creator. So don't be too wise, but rather join whatever possible in the evening and in the morning.
You get help from the heavens. What exactly does these mercies come for?
When a person is despaired, that he cannot get out of this prison cell, this dungeon, when he feels that his ego is controlling everywhere, not allowing him to do anything, and if it does allow him to do something, it is specifically because it is giving him some egoistic gift. Then he does it. The person thinks that I succeeded in something else. Later on he discovers that, what did I succeed in? I received a little bonus, some candy, and my ego agreed with it, and then I was able to do it. He didn't come out of his will to receive, out of his ego. He didn't do something above the ego. So when do I do good things? So the good things that I do are actually bad things that I do, because I encourage my will to receive. I support it, and then it allows me to do it. So I never did anything that could be called that I'm advancing towards sanctity. So how do I advance? Then he starts to understand that his advancement is in the recognition of evil. That's it. The recognition of evil, that in all things, the bad and the good, whatever we do, in that we have nothing which we do with a good intention, a good approach, by actually trying, yearning for something good. Nope, but only I, like an animal, work only if I'm given a candy. That's it. You can talk to anyone who tames animals, and we're on the animate level, and it's only if you give it something, then it responds, and otherwise it does not respond. Or to be afraid of blows, that's good already. But usually, give it something sweet, that's it. What is good for me? And therefore, our whole work is to reach despair. There is no state where I will do anything related to spirituality. It is always that I'm in the ego, and only inside of it I exist. And all of my actions throughout the whole day are as much as I'm capable of achieving, getting payment for my will to receive, so it will allow me to do all kinds of things. And only that. I might be thinking that this is already sanctity in order to bestow, but no, none of it. This recognition of evil, that we are truly in exile, in our will to receive, and it controls us. It controls us 100% from beginning to end. That recognition is something we have to achieve. And only after we achieve it, and we understand, and we're exhausted and despaired, and we agree with the fact that that's it, this is the truth, then we are ready for redemption. Because then we are ready to receive the Creator's control, whatever it is. Let another control come. And in that, the
longer sweet, but there's a different kind of work.
I have to, each and every day, all the time, to be concerned and to pump into myself, to fill myself up only with one piece of knowledge. I am not going to leave the path. If I leave it, I'm going to fall into being an animal. It's good to be an animal. It's nice, pretty, good life, traveling, anything. I can be in that, but this doesn't disturb me from belonging to a certain form of advancement, even though I do not advance. Even if I do not advance, there is an upper force over me, and I stay. I do not erase myself from his list, and I do not allow him to erase me from his list. I stay. The despair, where I reach it and I stay in the despair of my own forces, it later becomes an inner prayer, a non-stop prayer, where I demand, I nag, I expect and wait from him to save me. And then it works. So they work in such a way, each time they're in an angle, not going against the wind. I can't go against the ego, but I can do a little turn as if I'm going with the ego, but I'm actually advancing. How? Through the group, nothing will help you. I, by myself, can, at max, the max that I can do is to be patient and to keep my spot, stay put. That I can do. But let's say I throw the anchor down, but if I want to advance, it's only with the group and in a roundabout way. I don't want the group, I don't want the goal, but if I try to be in a group, specifically in a group, we establish ourselves in such a way that we can advance to in order to bestow. This is our work. Not using the big the mast, the big sail, but the jib. You can't use the big one, the main sail, but the jib, the small triangular one. It's impossible to advance through the big sail, but through the additional sails, the additional forces. I enter the group, I feel bad, I sit among them. I mean, what can I do? I feel good. I try as much as possible to blow the air in their sails. And this is how we try to do it. So, who advances? The one who is in despair in the society, and the friends are working on him, inflating his sails. Then he does it for them. This is how it is. So, this is considered that we are advancing not directly, specifically when my ego is dead, and I can't do anything like that. The friends are working, and I advance with them in such a way, in a roundabout way. And this is how it is with each and every one. So the advancement is specifically in that I annul myself, I have nothing in my life. The ego, thanks God, falls asleep. It doesn't want anything, and it's actually good. However, I need to be in these states with my friends. Whatever they do, I do it like a baby. He looks at us and he does it, things, right? And this is how we advance. And it's great wisdom to do it. Therefore, specifically when it's bad, when you have no spirit, no mood, nothing, come, I don't know, wash the dishes. To do something that so that you depend on a society. Those specifically are the states where you are despaired and you annul yourself towards the group, then you advance. This is the spiritual action. From the Creator you get despair, he pacifies your ego, and you think it's bad, but it's actually good. The ego is calm, right? It's pacified, and you enter this roundabout action where you come and you serve the society and...
some result from my actions.
This is my only spiritual action that I am capable of doing, to complete the 10. So there is an empty chair, and I have to fill up that chair.
So can it be said that without the effort to create that intention, there won't be any advancement?
I'm not looking for efforts. I am looking for something that I can do, by which I... So that by this, I will somehow participate with everyone in one boat.
So one needs to envision one boat, one...
Yes, a 10. The 10, that is a laboratory where we have to carry out these actions.
Okay, because perhaps sometimes there are states where friends are here for many years, but you don't feel that intention.
So what if you don't feel it? I don't understand, so I don't feel it. So another day goes by, and another day goes by, and I still don't feel it. So what? Does it depend on me? What depends on me is my presence, at least. Where is my body? Where will it be? So I bring it here.
Meaning that, first of all, you need to do everything that's within your power to do. Until you despair, you see that you have no chance of ever doing anything except in order to receive. Now, after you're certain that you're doing everything only in order to receive, then you have no possibility of coming out of that in order to receive, but for prayer, in order to receive the reforming light. And when that light acts upon you, you begin to feel that your reward are those acts of bestowal, where you begin to want to do them and you become able of them. There are a few stages here. Is that clear or not? Again, it's written, I'll read. Man's inclination overcomes him each day and seeks to kill him. That's it. That's what we need to see, that we're within the will to receive. It brings us to death, disconnection from the Creator, from bestowal, from spirituality. And if the Creator does not help him, then that person cannot do any act of bestowal, perform any act of bestowal. It's only if the Creator gives him personally, in a very deliberate way, to some extent, the power to perform a spiritual action, then a person is capable of it. So it's just personal, focused assistance from above. The person receives the power from above to bestow, and then, and to that extent, he will be able to bestow. Otherwise, he's only in the will to receive, which governs him absolutely. All right. So, what does he do? Then, he tries to receive. In order to receive some power from the Creator, he needs to think of how he will use that power in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. Otherwise, he won't receive that power. So, how does he arrange himself? Through the environment. Our laboratory, the 10, through which I can, to the extent that I'm aiming to bestow contentment upon them, that's the extent to which I bestow to the Creator. Now, to think that the Creator is the father and the mother of the 10, and the more good things I do for the 10, he enjoys it. I cannot delight him directly, so to speak. He has no will to receive. Therefore, the 10 is the place where I can bestow, and it's certain that by so doing I also bestow upon the Creator. So now, how do I come to a state where I have such a desire? I integrate as much as possible in the 10. I receive the reforming light. And I continue to work with that light towards the 10 to delight the Creator, which is inside of the 10. And all these actions that I take in advancing towards the 10, bestowing upon them, these actions become acts of bestowal. They are called mitzvot, commandments, and I observe them with the help of the reforming light called the Torah. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah, the spice.
But what can we do?
Only patience and submission. Like Rabbi Akiva, he lowered his head with each wave that came. Otherwise, you never get there, because you're only in the egoistic desire. So how can you respond? Only from the ego. Only from the ego. The Creator gradually brings you through these waves, these blows. He makes you lower your head to the point where you don't want to use your ego anymore, and in that way, you will suddenly acquire new. But the cry, the shout, needs to be such that they want to reach something that's the opposite of what they had before. That being the will to bestow. This help me That cry needs to be not to help one come out of the will to receive, but rather to carry out some action which is outside of it. Just to come out of the will to receive, that's not... It doesn't suffice. It means you only want to flee the servitude, right? But no, you should want to enter into a different kind of servitude. You want the will to bestow, to rule over you, to rule, like the way now I attain, that it's the will to receive governing me. I want the will to bestow to govern everything for me, to determine everything for me, my actions, my perspective, everything. I want to be ruled by it entirely, without a mind of my own to criticize it, to be able to criticize it. So, and if you get to that, that's a very.
Happen in him.
So first of all, it's that he doesn't flee. Then he places himself, he remains under the influence of the Upper One. So now, how more can I be under the influence of the Upper One? Because by myself I have nothing I can do. As it's written, that one cannot help oneself so much. So then I look, I search. How can I be in the group in such a way where they will affect me more? It will affect me more. We need these infusions, we need these medicines, we need the reforming light. So by what actions, what position, on which occasions am I under the influence of the reforming light, and as much as possible? That's what I think about. But, so at least when I sleep, right, what affects them affects me also. So what affects them will be Naranj. Rather, they have the entire Naranjai, and I will have Nefesh, the Nefesh of it.
Only that we can go forward together. Why doesn't the prayer erupt to change your nature?
It's not yet the children of Israel side from their labors. It's not yet there. You all don't yet have this recognition, this feeling that you're under the governance of the Upper One. You're not turning to Him yet. You don't have that feeling yet that there is an Upper One. And it needs to come, perhaps through a few more such blows. It comes as a kind of paralysis. The Creator, when he's revealed, it paralyzes the person. So it'll come. It's near. It'll come. But again, patience. What are you asking?
I'm asking, how do we advance to a state where the importance that we have for a collective general act of dissemination will be as the importance we have for the morning lesson? Because I see it's not happening. Another project, and it doesn't happen.
But I could also just erase my meeting with North America, you know, answering questions, beginner questions for a whole hour. And yesterday, one of the webinars, and the second one, and more. It's just... This is an act that the teacher told me to do. It's an act that can safeguard our organization. It's an act that can advance us in general in terms of disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah. So how can I lay off of it if by this act I'm part of a group activity, group action with the whole of Bnei Baruch? So how can I not go for it? I have nothing more to say. Yes.
Another question. In the 10, we talked yesterday about the fact that the whole week we will try to be in dissemination every evening. And Thursday, we will take this evening to a connection activity between us and have Yeshivat Chaverim between us. Is it correct in your eyes?
No. Thursday, you need to do this. Meaning that what's ahead of me, what's facing me, is the discovery of 4 degrees of love. So how do I prepare 4 vessels for those 4 degrees of love, which of course I need to prepare within the society, in the group? And if I do so, if I know how to build my relationship with them in that manner, then I discover the way the Creator relates to me, to the extent that I express my love towards the friends. To that extent, I discover the Creator's love for them, or for us. Is that clear? Any questions about that? Asiya, Briya, Yetzira, this and that, it doesn't matter. The principle is simple. The more I show my love for the 10, I discover that love. The more I discover the love of the Creator to that 10 of which I am a part. It all depends on the extent to which I integrate in the 10. To my degree of love for the 10, my degree of integration matches the degree of the revelation of the love of the Creator to us. Because He is not limited. Everything depends on the vessel, and the vessel depends upon me. And I can be in the group of among the students of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, but if I relate to them correctly, I discover the Creator in His full force, the full force of His love.
Receive those who sleep, those who work. All Mekif clothes on a person according to his tendency, according to his desire. Even if a person is unworthy yet, he doesn't have Tzimtzum and Masach to develop the O Chozer, in which he can reveal the Creator, which is O Yashar. But nonetheless, according to his desire, he can perceive the O Mekif, the surrounding light. As we've read, and we're going to read it soon in item 155 about the surrounding lights in this introduction. So that's it. That's what we should do. What is his question?
Вот эта любовь Творца, про которую мы читаем здесь, она...
This love of the Creator that we're reading about here, among other things, it clothes in the person through the surrounding light.
Yes, in the surrounding light as well. No Makif. Yes. You have to understand that. Once you've been through the point of despair, and you don't have such a connection or... better put, control of my will to receive, my evil inclination, Pharaoh. After that, once you've been there, you start attaining your connection with the Creator. That's called a revelation of the 4 degrees of the Creator's love to the created beings. And this is according to the amount that I can develop my love to the Creator. This is done in a kli, as much as I develop my love to my 10. That's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. In the kli of love of friends, I reveal the love of the Creator. Meaning, I cannot enter the spiritual world, the spiritual revelation, if I don't start, at least to some extent, this matter of love. the building of love. There is no such a thing. That's why we have to really make an effort to see as much as we can our disconnected from hatred. And of course, it will be revealed one corresponding to the other, because klipot are parallel to the kedusha, abiyad klipa and abiyad.